Hello, everybody. I'm Lou Dobbs. Welcome to the Great America Show. Great to have you with us, as always. A big rally for President Trump this past weekend. Some 15,000 Trump supporters showing up for his rally. Lots of excitement and hooping and hollering, part of the usual fun folks have at a Trump rally. And two rumors and reports following that Waco rally. First, that DeSantis donors are getting a little wobbly. Some apparently have decided that Governor DeSantis just isn't quite ready for the big job. I would encourage Governor DeSantis to listen to his advisors and his donors. I like DeSantis, but he's just not ready, not for the job and not for the battle with President Trump for the nomination. Another report and rumor that the Soros-owned Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is about to drop his political persecution of President Trump. Bragg, in the opinion of some legal experts, is courting disaster. He could, they say, be already guilty of illegal prosecution of Trump. Bragg would do well to back off and back off now and get his head on right. All of Trump's prosecutors and persecutors, state and federal, should just simply back off. They're political, corrupt Marxist hacks doing the bidding of people like George Soros. It's got to stop, folks, and the Marxists and their puppets need to just clear President Trump's path back to the presidency that will be his in 2024. No more games. It's number 45 in 24. Our guest today is a fellow you know well, great Trump supporter, great American, and entrepreneur. He's Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, and great to have you with us, Mike. All this uncertainty now, Mike, about whether Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan District Attorney, will charge President Trump and what will happen after he does so, if indeed he does decide to charge President Trump. Your reaction to the outrage?
Well, once again, the evil is going to overplay their hand. I think that would solidify him as our 2024 president. I really do. Every time they attack, like when the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago, he went up 8 points in the polls. People are on to this nonsense now. All people. It's just disgusting. You know, I can say it's just stuff like this has happened directly to me. But were they weaponizing the law enforcement, the government? It's just, it's horrible. And it's sad, actually, our country that they, you know, this is all, as we know, it's all political. They don't want Donald Trump in office. They don't want the threat to the deep state, the uniparty. They don't want this threat. And, but people see it for what it is now. So that's kind of the silver lining. And I really believe, you know, as a marketer, this would be, if it happens, they've overplayed their hand again, and it'll turn out to be a good thing in the long run. It's just nonsense.
It is nonsense, but it is really injurious nonsense, injurious, yep, to the Republic, the American people, as well as Donald Trump, mm-hmm, and all of his supporters. Yeah, we're also watching in Fulton County, Georgia, a similar proceeding to that of Alvin Bragg, the district attorney in New York. Pure, absolute political persecution. And it seems there is no response to it from the top of the Republican Party. I've seen a handful of people react, but not as we should, I believe, as a party, as a nation of independents, as a nation of conservatives. We should be, it seems to me, making it very clear that we will not put up with any more ignorance from the Marxist left in this country.
Yeah, absolutely, Lou. This is where we're at. This is the, you know, this is the point I made when I ran for RNC chair. I said, you know, you guys, I told all the 168, I said, you guys aren't protecting your platforms you're playing on. I said, we're just getting run over. People, you know, our party needs to speak up and go, we're not taking this. Instead of sitting back and whether they're afraid of lawfare, whatever they're afraid of, I don't know, but it's really sad that we should be united. I don't know what it's going to take for the leadership. You know, that's my biggest pushback in a lot of these states where we go in and try and fix the elections, whether it's going to paper ballots, hand counted, and you fight your own party. I'll give you a perfect example. We're in Arkansas, and Cleburne County, about a month and a half, went to paper, and what happens? Shortly thereafter, the senator named Kim Hammer comes up with this bill, SB 250, and it passed. They rammed it through the House and the Senate in Arkansas, and it defunds the counties that want to go to paper, which they have every right to do in Arkansas. These are the things we're up against. The whole thing in Fulton County with the, when you have a, you go back, if people went back to the phone call back way back when Donald Trump was president, and that phone call came in with Ratzenberger, that 100% proves everything we're talking about. When you have all these, that when he was reading off in on this sheet in front of him, it says, you know, you have 8,000 people that don't live in Georgia and that voted, 10,000 dead people, 6,000 underage, whatever it was, reading this list off. And he says, just find any two of them or just find one of them. You only lost by 11,000 some votes or so they say. And what was said to him directly, they said, Ratzenberger says, those are the wrong numbers. And the president said, well, where are the right ones? And the president's lawyer says, sir, we got them from Ratzenberger. And he says, well, when are you going to give us the right ones? And that never happened. You know why? Because he already had the real numbers in his hand. And it's just disgraceful. It's been the biggest cover-up for the biggest crime this country's ever seen. But it's like I always look at the silver lining, optimistic. And if the 2020 election will go down as the most important election, I believe, in history, because it just keeps exposing, and exposing the evil, the crime, the cover up, the attacks, and it's educating the public in spite of the news. And I'm going to include Fox News as one of the biggest ones that doesn't report the things that need to be reported. And I, you know, I don't know if I can say that on your show, Lou, but I'll tell you.
Absolutely. This show is part of America. You can say what you wish.
Well, I'm telling you, conservative media is hurting us more than the media on the left, everybody. I get attacked all the time by the media on the left, but at least we're able to get the word out. You're not going to get your country back by showing clips of Biden falling down, going up steps and stuff. And that, you know, on Fox News, that's not going to get your country back. They've got to start getting behind. You know, Lou, we have over 60 lawsuits going on in this country right now. These are grassroots people, people on the ground that are fighting for our election platforms to be righted. If we don't have secure elections and transparent elections, we're over. And all this other stuff is just a big deflection of reality and a manifestation of stolen elections.
Well, let's talk a bit about elections. Let's talk about, I want to return to the issue in New York and the response from some of the leadership in the Republican Party, if we may, before we get into 2020 in any significant detail. And that is the Georgia prosecutors. They're talking about racketeering and conspiracy charges there in Fulton County. They had the woman some of the media styled as the witch, as the foreman on that grand jury. Mm-hmm. It's an outrage, and there seems to be no suitable or appropriate or sufficiently powerful countervailing influence in these things to stop it. They don't need evidence. They just need to be a card-carrying Marxist Democrat in mm-hmm. County to express an opinion and turn it into a lawsuit. And these prosecutors, most of whom are supported by George Soros, yep. are going after the former president of the United States. And yep. almost no one in the national media, Mike, takes note of the fact that this man has been politically persecuted for 7 years, and yep. they've never found one instance, not one instance of wrongdoing. And yet they persist.
That's right. That's right, but that's what I just said, Lou. That it's like that, you know, little boy that called Wolf. You know, these guys are, the public realizes this and going, okay, it's just another fake attack on our great president, Donald Trump. And that's where they've overplayed. And man, like he said, I got to be the cleanest guy in the world. And think of everything they've thrown at him. I mean, it's unbelievable, and it's sad, and for him to have, you know, I just, you know, I pray for him all the time and his family. The attacks that have come on him, no, not many people could take this and just sit and not just in. And most people would walk away. That's all they want him to do is walk away. You know that, right? Just walk away and go live your life instead of, you know, trying to disrupt and expose all the corruption we have in our government. And like you say, those district attorneys and all through, not just Georgia, all through our country, you could check out Texas. We fight them all the time down there. These are George Soros got behind this. And, but it's, you know, we're going to get to a beautiful place out in the future. And I believe that all of this has to get exposed for what it is now. And we, and they have all the tools, you know, they got all the, like I say, the media, you know, in a normal world, you'd have the media down there, especially the conservative media going, calling out this, this corruption, these lies and all this stuff, you know, and it's sad. You would have the media. I could go over right now if I want to pivot over to Maricopa County. Can I pivot over there? I want to tell you something there.
Sure, absolutely.
Here, you know, everybody says, well, what happened with Carrie Lake's case? And you guys, when I woke up on November 8th, and all they talked about was the machines being, even Fox News talked about the machines not working in Maricopa County. This was a coordinated effort, everybody, that went down. Maricopa County disregarded Arizona law. There was no logistic or accuracy testing done. The machines didn't work in 62% of the counties now in the voting centers. Every 30 minutes, starting at 6 a.m., over 7,000 ballots were rejected by the tabulators. This was, I mean, you had to coordinate all these computers to do this at the same time, but they did it all day long till 8 p.m. Then they disregarded the chain of custody laws in Arizona. So more than 35,000 ballots were injected at a Runbeck. And Runbeck's a third party that's a corrupt processor. They have no explanation. We have two whistleblowers that testified under oath that they put in these 35,000 ballots. And then also Runbeck, also all the drop boxes that come in are trucked into the MTE center. And they have to count every ballot that comes in as soon as they open up the truck. And the law says that they have to do that, and they didn't do that either. But the bottom line is, with all that going on, we went before a judge down there, and that judge threw it out, said, you know, threw out five of the seven. He looked at some, he said, no, he ruled against. Then the next judge, so we appealed it, went to the appeal, same thing. But at least that happened real fast. Tomorrow, everybody, or Tuesday, this week, that Supreme Court down there in Arizona, they need to accept this case. This is absolutely blatant. If this goes through and this just gets washed away, it's over. This was the front. This was the, like being in a car race and the cars don't even start. This is not, or they all got turned off at the same time. It was so blatant. And under Arizona law, you set aside the Maricopa election. It doesn't count. The results make Carrie Lake the winner. But Carrie Lake's asked for a new election in Maricopa by a court-appointed special master, not the corrupt Maricopa official. You guys, this isn't, and this is something, Lou, and I say this all the time, is I would say, they say, Mike Lindell, would you still be sounding the alarm if it was reversed? And Lou, you know me, I would be. Because this is our elections. This is sacred. This is like you go over to Georgia. I think last time on my show, I told many examples of Democrats where you had a Democrat got zero votes in her own precinct that her and her husband live in.
Right.
And if we don't fix our election platforms, and that, you know, like you have in Germany, France, UK, the Netherlands, these places all have paper ballots hand counted. And now we have a system here in the United States where you can count 100 ballots in 30 seconds. So all these excuses are out the window. But everything that's going on is to not get rid of these electronic voting machines. It's just like deflection after deflection. You have all these lawyers now that have had to fight for, they've been sanctioned.
How can the people whose promised they would investigate, including Bill Barr, the former Attorney General of the United States, who declared that it was a clean election in 2020, and we subsequently find out there was no investigation of any kind. And by the way, you couldn't run any kind of decent and meaningful investigation in a week across the entire country. You couldn't even do it in any one state. Mm-hmm. So we're dealing with a group of people say that they were all about wanting to restore the faith and keep the faith of the people in the electoral system, when everything they do diminishes that trust, that faith. Yep. And they seem to want to do absolutely nothing affirmatively to validate the effectiveness, the accuracy, and the reliability of these machines.
Yeah, and that's right. And, you know, just one of the companies, Dominion, has sued or sent threatening letters to over 200 citizens and platforms in this country. Now, you get a company like MyPillow sued for, I think that was added up to about $5 billion. And here's a U.S. company. I have every walk of life in my company as an employee-owned company, but yet we've never heard of these names, these machine names, until the 2020 election, and we put it up, and nobody can look. You know what I compare it to, Lou? Is I compare it, think of a NASCAR race, or think of a race, right? And you have, like, five races in a row. That's what I said when I was at the RNC talking to them guys. They go, imagine you're five races in a row and all the same cars keep winning now in those five races. And all the other drivers are saying, hey, there's something wrong with my car. The engines, there's something wrong inside. It doesn't matter what the brand is. And we go, well, that's fine, but you don't get to look under the hood. You don't get to look under the hood. Then all of a sudden you have this big race coming up, which was the 2022 midterm. And when you have that, wouldn't you make sure, like in Arizona, that the machines are all under the gun? So wouldn't you make sure that they at least start? These machines down there didn't even work on the front end, much less what's inside. And, you know, I drew that example, and people, they have a hard time wrapping their head around, you know, everybody knows that computer crime, computer hacking, even mistakes in a computer can be devastating, even if it's a regular mistake. But like I said, the RNC, I'll give you this example. When I was there, for 7 months, crooked Google was putting all of their Gmails into spam. So that means 95% of their Gmails were going into spam. So all their hard work that they did for fundraising and everything, they got to the fundraising day and sent out those emails, and they wondered why their revenue was way down. Well, then someone figured out it was crooked Google doing this. Well, 7 months went by, and their lawyers, well, what should we do? So they finally went after Google. Google turned the switch back on and said, oh, there was a computer glitch. They turned it back on. Well, what's the difference? That's a computer that can destroy a company. I've, you know, almost been destroyed by Google and Microsoft doing that very thing. But you can't wrap your head around elections by the swip of a switch or the press of a button. But like you say, and then they don't even let us look into these private companies that are running our elections, and it's disgusting.
The only reason to have confidence is an accurate vote and to be able to prove that it is such. And I think it's wonderful. Wes Allen, the Secretary of State in Alabama, going after ERIC and removing the state of Alabama from the ERIC system, which is the electronic registration service that 31 states belong to.
Yeah.
People had no idea what they were doing with that information. Wes Allen goes to Washington, D.C. and finds out this great nonprofit registration service sharing data. There's no one there in the office that they said they had. These stories don't get covered.
Yeah, and they don't get covered. And you know what? Since you bring up ERIC, seven states have left now, and Iowa just happened this week. You probably didn't hear about it in the news. This came out, and you know who puts it out there? My platform, Frank Speech, I think the Gateway Pundit, it might have been mentioned on the War Room. Why wouldn't that be mentioned on Fox News or these big platforms and going, hey, we got, you know, seven states jumped off this corrupt ERIC system, another computer system, by the way, you guys. They were supposed to clean up the voter rolls. Let me tell you, Wisconsin's got three 1.2 million more names than if every single person registered to vote in Wisconsin. 3.2 million more. These are people that have deceased that don't live in Wisconsin. And you can go up to Oregon, Lou, and do you know what they do there? They write off the motor vehicle. When you get your license or your motor vehicle, right, they take it right off of there and they register you whether you want to vote or not. It's you can't even make this stuff up, everybody. But if these platforms aren't clean, I don't care how much money you raise in politics or how much you do and how much campaigning you do, you have selections and not elections. And we get one chance. God did give us grace for such a time as this. We get one chance at this to clean these up and save our country, where other countries didn't get that luxury. Look what just happened in Brazil. That country was gone. They have no paper. It's all machines. And they're same-day voting, but it's all machines. I was with the president of Brazil for the last month now. We had different meetings. We're going to do this big social media so he can reach out to his country. But anyway, I was talking to him, and I said, you could have a hollow machine with a couple lights on it, and everyone goes, Bolsonaro, Lula, Bolsonaro, Lula. And then at the end, you don't even have to have computers behind it. Just pull out and say, and the winner is Lula by 4 million. They're just made up numbers. If there's no transparency, and there's a lot of hope here in the country, everybody, because we've got, like I say, over 60 lawsuits going on around the country with, these are patriots. These are people on the ground. I believe as soon as the judge actually makes a ruling, I think things are going to start falling like dominoes. To me, the big win here will be if it's accepted, because all the evidence is it's not subjective. It's all in black and white. And if this happened, you do this. So they have very easy decisions to make if they accept it. If they don't, if they accept it, they're kind of trapped. If they rule against this, they're ruling against the Constitution and the laws of Arizona in our country. And if the media, of course, they can get away with it because the media doesn't cover it. So, this is what's been happening, but it exposes them. Now, where do they go from there? Of course, we're going to go to the big nine. If that happens, we can't stop with this. You can never let this go. And if that gets up there, I believe our Supreme Court is waiting for a case to get there. It needs to get there. And we have another big one, Lou, that's going to be coming out that I'm going around and meeting with the attorney generals. I can't even put the details out there, but one of these cases will go all the way up the ladder. And they're going to, especially when you have non-subjective evidence, that's why you're a judge. And it's so easy. You're not even making a decision. It's like, okay, this is easy. If this happens, you go here and boom, there's a new election or there's a set aside.
Mike, I've got to say, from my perspective, I don't believe for a single moment any longer that there is an objective court in the land. I don't believe that there is, and I'm very serious about this. Our court system has been politicized, particularly the federal court system, and red states have objective Republican courts, blue states have objective Democrat courts. It is a sad moment in American history, yes, because our legal system has been compromised by the same weaponization, the same politicization that has grasped the federal government now for, I'm sure, for far longer than 2016 when Donald Trump right. won election. This has been going on for quite some time, I truly believe.
Absolutely. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I would like to join you in your positivity and your optimism, and I am praying and hoping right there with you. But I am not a man who thinks of these federal judges as anything more than what they are, which is most of them are Marxist Dem activists who mean nothing but injury to most American citizens, their families, their businesses, and their communities. So with that, I wanted to say about the 60 lawsuits. I mean, this is horribly expensive enterprise you've embarked upon, trying to find the evidence, trying to move a court to making a judgment. Right. I don't know what the total cost is, but it's got to be just huge for you personally.
Yeah, it's been huge. I've got over $40 million. I think a big thing came out in the paper that, you know, I borrowed money last year. And I did. And I'll put everything I have into it, because the way I look at it, I don't have a company if we don't fight this. And, you know, so when people say, well, when are you going to give up? I said, never. I said, God, you know, I pray about what I'm supposed to do and I'm doing it. And I just got to have faith that, if I didn't do it, there's no chance. Or if people don't get involved, there's no chance. So you got, you know, either we lose everything or we have a chance. And I believe with all the things going on, I believe God's given us grace. And, you know, I'm still here, and so is my pillow. And by the grace of God, I know we had, it kind of seems like things come along at perfect timing. We have the My Pillow 2.0 out now. And, that was developed with a cooling thread made right here in the USA, and I had a fabric made from it, so I actually could improve on people's sleep, which I thought that was never possible. I thought we had the best pillow in history, which we did with My Pillow. But sleep is all about height and temperatures. And when Walmart dropped us last year, you know, I had to move employees over from the manufacturing, because we do all our own manufacturing for the My Pillow, and that hurt us pretty bad. But we moved them over to my store and moved them into shipping so we could keep everybody employed. And, you know, we're like a big family at My Pillow and have careers. But now with the My Pillow 2.0, they're all back doing what they love, and they're making these My Pillow 2.0s, and they love the manufacturing part of it. And it's, so we've been very blessed, and God's protected, I think, My Pillow and my, well, I know He has protected myself and My Pillow. And you know, money means nothing if you don't have if you lose the American dream, which I've lived the American dream. And Lou, I'll tell you real quick, you know, when I went down to the hurricane victims down in Florida and gave out pillows and blankets, I'm down there and they had lost all their physical possessions in that, and they just kept saying, you know, keep going, can we have a chance? You know, they know with the American dream they can get all that stuff back. But if we lose that, if we lose our freedoms, it's over.
Mike, you're familiar with the Kill Chain documentary, the documentary that cast immense suspicion and skepticism about the workability and the accuracy of electronic voting systems. And mm-hmm. It attacked directly all of the electronic voting companies.
Yep.
But there was never a lawsuit. No one ever tried to go after the makers of that documentary in the months leading up to the election. Right. But what did happen is that documentary was taken off the air. You couldn't find that documentary anywhere.
That's right.
It disappeared. We found it in one place, and we'll be talking about that. But your thoughts about why that, you know, the same, what basically you're saying, the documentary makes the case for, and yet no lawsuits. You make the case and others, and there are lawsuits everywhere. Your thoughts about it?
Well, it's a shame on that too. You have my own senator, Amy Klobuchar, Kamala Harris, Harry Hershey, which is a cyber expert. These are people that were in this documentary, Kill Chain. And they even listed off the companies, Amy did, to my Senator Klobuchar, listed them off. They never got sued. They never even got talked to. You know, I've reached out to them and said, hey, what do you guys change your mind now? Now you're okay with these machines? But you bring up a good point. They never got sued or even threatened. I don't understand it. And that should be enough right there. Lawfare hadn't been used, remember, in our country since 1798. And the day Smartmatic sued Fox News on February 4th of 2021, my life changed forever, and a lot of other people, because you could never go on conservative media and talk about machines or talk about our elections, for that matter. And they used Lawfare. And what, you know, the biggest defense could be, hey, here's Kill Chain. Why did they not get sued? Because they're Democrats? You know, almost everyone in that show, in that movie, was a Democrat or a left, on the left. And We play it every night on my show on Frank Speech and Lindell TV. We play a whole stream. You can go back in time, and it's Democrats after Democrats have said this for two decades, Lou, for two decades. And I'm finding out myself that some of the strongest opposition I have are still Republicans. And I'm not kidding. I can go to places like Robin Voss in Wisconsin, Brad Raffensperger in Georgia. I go to Arkansas, and they put up this thing to defund if you go to paper. It's like, it's almost like everyone's protecting these machine companies, or they get to us ahead of it and go, here, and there's payoffs or whatever. Remember, everybody, if you're using these to take a country, you're going to protect the way you stole the country. Because you're not going to, any country out there that got, I believe, over 50 countries succumbed to the machines, and they could get their country back if they actually had a fair election with paper ballots hand counted, you would see a huge shift to the people. But the people that are in charge, they're not going to get rid of the machines because that's what got them selected.
Mike, thanks so much. We appreciate it. Always an interesting conversation and illuminating conversation. Thanks so much for being with us, Mike. We wish you all the best, much success. God bless you.
Thank you, Lou. Thanks for having me on. God bless you all.
Mike Lindell, thanks for being here with us on The Great America Show, and thank you, everybody, for being with us. Tomorrow, our guest is the man leading the investigation of President Biden and much of his family, Congressman James Comer, chairman of the House Oversight Committee. And we'll have the latest on his investigation and what lies in store for President Biden. Please join us here tomorrow. Till then, God bless you, and God bless America.